USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Parts of 10 states and more than 11 million people are under blizzard warnings as snow falls across the Northeast. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
This is not a time to be out there shopping.
Power outages are being reported in many cities, and thousands of flights are being canceled. In the thick of the storm, our very own Chris Barnes reports from Massachusetts.
Well, by sheer coincidence, the USA Radio News New England Bureau is located right in the crosshairs of this crazy storm. So I'm standing on the deck of our facility here, and I'm looking at snow that is blowing around, and we're only expecting it to get worse here. We've got a number of inches, but within the next few hours, it's supposed to pile up at about 4 inches an hour, and the winds are supposed to go from gusts currently of about 40 miles an hour to gusts of about 80 miles an hour.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Joni Mitchell said Friday she would remove her music from Spotify in protest after recent controversy between Neil Young and the music streaming giant over podcaster Joe Rogan's COVID-19 misinformation. Mitchell released a message saying, "I stand with Neil Young." She's the first major artist to follow Young in leaving Spotify. Juliana Michelle Childs, a federal judge for South Carolina since 2010, is now under consideration to fulfill President Joe Biden's campaign pledge of placing the first black woman on the Supreme Court. The White House confirmed that Childs, who House Democratic Whip James Clyburn has championed, was one of Biden's potential picks. Childs is the first publicly confirmed name under consideration to replace Justice Stephen Breyer, who announced he would retire at the end of the court's current term, which runs through June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is retiring from the NFL. ESPN broke the news, citing multiple anonymous sources. Brady leaves the league with an unprecedented 7 Super Bowl rings. Widely considered the greatest quarterback in NFL history, Brady leaves the sport with more yards passing and touchdown throws than any quarterback in NFL history. Brady's legacy will be marked by his longevity and big game performances. When he went over the 5,000-yard plateau for the season during a game with the Carolina Panthers on January 9th, Brady, at 44, became the oldest quarterback to ever hit that mark. He's the only player to be the Super Bowl MVP 5 times and has been named the league's top regular season player 3 times. This announcement comes just days after Brady completed his second campaign with the Buccaneers, as the defending Super Bowl champions fell to the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC semifinals. Brady rallied the Bucs from a 27-3 deficit to tie it late before Matt Gay's field goal at the gun won it for Los Angeles. As soon as the game ended, speculation was rampant over Brady's future and whether he'd return to Tampa Bay for another season. Brady said he's going to give attention now to his wife and his 2 kids. He also has a teenage son with his former girlfriend, actor Bridget Moynihan.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.